time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis here on KLGR. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're speaking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, a busy week in the markets, especially with the announcement that China is beginning to buy more U.S. soybeans. How have the markets reacted?
Yeah, we've seen some more sales here again this week, specifically this morning, with bean sales to China, some to unknown, which, you know, usually turns out to be China, and then a good corn sale as well to Mexico this morning. So good export sales for the week, good export sales this morning, but the markets are lower, and I think it's kind of a classic case of the buy the rumor, sell the fact type thing, and especially I think the bigger thing going on there is, we've been under the impression for a couple weeks now that China's going to be buying, what we've been told, a substantial amount of beans here soon, before the new year or right after the new year. And they've started to do that. I think the issue is, similar to what we talked about a little bit last week, they're just buying in small amounts, and it hasn't amounted to the numbers that we've maybe hoped for so far. Total, if you add up the three or four sales so far to China, it's been about 2.6 million metric tons of U.S. beans to China. After the G20 summit and the details or rumors, if you want to call them true details, of the trade agreement or the Chinese buying came out, we were shooting more for 7 or 8 million metric tons. So, we're a third of the way there or so. I think we're going to need to continue to get, I would say bigger chunks of sales. It was announced again too that China will possibly buy more than 2 million metric tons before Christmas. That'd be a big deal. That would help us get there. But, we're going to continue to need to see stuff like that, especially South America. They're supposed to get their rains here this week in the areas that are dry. It's about their July or August for their first planted crop there. So just what they need, really. And the markets, the stochastics were overbought a little bit, and the markets felt a little heavy, so even though you did have new sales, I think it's just not enough at this point to continue to spur beans higher, after the little bit of an uptrend we have seen the last month here. So
Jalen, as we head into the shortened week next week due to the Christmas Day holiday, what are some of the things that you're expecting to see the markets do?
Yeah, that's, it gets a little interesting around Christmas here just because volume gets pretty light. Not so much today, but I would say starting tomorrow, definitely Monday. Monday is a trading day, a half day. Markets will close early at about 12:05. But the volume will be real light that day. I would expect light volume on Wednesday, too, after Christmas. You can see the markets they can jump around a little bit without much of a problem when you have few traders in the game. But otherwise, unless we see some big sales announcements from China or some new weather issues, South America, stuff like that, I don't see them doing a whole lot. It's that kind of sideways time of year without a weather issue and kind of move sideways until we get to that January 11th USDA report. A lot of traders are expecting a little bit of a yield decrease in corn and beans. It's just how much, do we see that, and is it a half a bushel or is it two or three? So, that's going to be what I'll watch. Another thing, like this morning, maybe a little discouraging to see that the U.S. dollar is down to monthly lows, down big this morning, and which usually supports grain, and we're not finding any support in corn or beans, even with the dollar lower like that. So I would say that's a little bearish sign. It's not good to see something like that. But otherwise, we'll have to watch to see if we can hold support at key points. On corn, March corn, that would be right around 373, so we're about 4 or 5 cents away from that. If we push down to that level, can we hold that? I think that's going to be key. If we do, you'd find yourself in a in kind of a locked-in range between 373 and 387 is your resistance point on the upside. Beans, January beans, we're going to need to hold 880. That's a very important spot there as well, and that would put you in a range between 880 and 928. On January beans, which notice that contract, you know, if you do have any open futures positions or options positions, expiration's coming pretty quick on the January contract, so make a note of that. Otherwise, you know, 971 on your November 18 beans was last week's high, and if we're looking at targets to start some new crop, you know, that's the highest we've seen in months, so that'd be an area the trade's going to watch going back.
And this has been the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, from everyone here at KLGR, we wish you and yours and everyone over at Farm Work a happy holidays and a blessed new year. And we'll talk next week.
Hey, thanks for having me. You have a good Christmas as well.